The following shiur has been presented by Rav Baruch Hirschfeld, Reish Kollel in Cleveland, Ohio, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Ervin Daf Ches. The Gemara here in Ervin Daf Ches, in the middle of Amud Aleph, discusses the topic, which is very negele maitse in many areas of halacha, about a mechitza that blows away or sways in the wind. Is it a good mechitza or not? It's negele very many places in halacha, and we'll first see the Gemara. Hahu mavui okam, there was a crooked L-shaped mavui, the Havi Besura, which was in the city of Sura, Korach Budya. They wrapped up a mat, and they put it as a lechi in the middle of this mavui. So the Gemara comes out and says, it's not good, because even according to the Mandi Yoma, the lechi suffices in the bent part of the mavui. Hanimli lechi ma'alya, it's a lechi can stand. Avla hai, but this rolled up mat, given the noshid bezeker of a shodilai, can be blown around or away by the wind, loy klumhu, it's not a mechitza, and will not count as a lechi. We know it's beit siksa, if you peg it in with pegs, and you sort of nail it to the wall, so now it's firm and can stand in the wind, for chibre, it's joined to the wall, chibre, it's a good chibre, and that's a good lechi. Now this is based on a Gemara in Sukkah, Zaf Chof Dalad Amud Beis, which says a klal, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Kol Mechitza She'eino Yechol Lamed Baruch Mitzuya, any mechitza, any fence that can't stand in a normal wind, any mechitza is not a mechitza. If it stands in a normal wind and fall down a hurricane, that's okay. But if it can't stand in a normal wind, even if it's not windy right now, but if it can't stand in a normal wind, it's not a good mechitza. Now this is a klal in many areas of halacha. It's negeh in Hilchas Sukkah, like the sugya Sukkah Chavdal Amud Beis, and it's kepaskant in Shulchan Aruch Tofresh Lamed Sif Yud, that walls and mechitzas that blow around in the wind are not called good walls for Sukkah. The same thing in Aruch Chaim Chin Samach Beis regarding Tzuras HaPesach, an area which is made by two side posts and a wire on top. If it blows in the wind, it's not good. The same thing by a lechi in the front of a mavui, in Chin Tzamakdom Sifei, it's not good. And by real mechitza, not just a lechi or a tzuras pesach, a real full-fledged fence, if it blows in the wind, or a canvas of a sukkah, it's not tied down properly and blows, even a real mechitza is not good. The same thing you find in Aruch Chaim Tzimin Reish Mem, that Timat Tashmish in a place of Tzforim, or Timat Tashmish when there's a light, and you have to have a mechitza, which says it in Mishnah Brura, Simon Reish Mem, Tzif Kodin Chav Hei, and Mem, that if a Sezayim in mechitza flaps back and forth in the wind, that's not a good mechitza. If you tie it down, it's good. So in all these places, if it blows in the wind, it's not a good mechitza. If you nail it down and tie it down, like Agamar says, it's a good mechitza. The same thing we find in Yerideya also. In Yerideya, Simon Shin Mem Aleph, it says you're not supposed to eat in front of a dead body till the burial. A shomer who's watching a mace till burial is not allowed to eat in front of the mace. Some say it goes on the relatives of the mace, some say it goes on everybody, we pass on everybody. You can't eat in front of the mace. So what should you do if you have to eat? Either you go out, or you build a mechitza. If you can't have a mechitza, at least you turn around, but you don't eat in front of the mace. So it says over there in your day, Shin Mem Aleph Aleph, from the Tshuva Sarajba, that the mechitza you build has to be touched, mechitza does not blow in the wind. If it blows back and forth, you have to pin or nail it down, and it's a good mechitza. So from here we see the general rule by Shabbos, by Mechitza, by Tzuras HaPesach, by Lechi, by Sukkah, by Tashmish HaMita, by making a mechitza in front of a dead person when you want to eat, you have to have a proper mechitza that stands, and if it doesn't stand, goes back and forth, it's not a good mechitza. But if you nail and peg it down, it becomes firm, then it's okay as a mechitza. Now, the Kiryat Sefer says in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Tzayin, just the psul min ha-tayro. Azam in flappy mechitza is posel for sukkah, for Shabbos, min ha-tayro. It's not a good mechitza, mil raisa. Now, how much does it have to blow to be called posel? So, there is a machlokes achronim over here. The Tosfos Shabbos in Shin Tzamech Beis Yud Gimel and Chazonish in Arachaim Simon Ayin Zion hold, it's only posel if somewhere during the flipping, flopping of the mechitza, it becomes out of line. That means to say, if you have, example, a sukkah mechitza, that blows get three tefachim away from the schach, which is possible. So since it could blow at some point and get that far away, it's possible. Let's say it can't blow more than three tefachim away from the schach, and therefore you're going to be, no matter where it's blowing, it's very close to the schach either way. It's not possible at all. The Mishkan Siyakov in Simon Kuf Chav Gimel, he says no. Even if no part of its blowing is in a possible area, but this blows back and forth, it's still posel, and therefore we should try to mark like the Mishkan Siyakov. Now, a little minute back and forth is always going to, that could always be, but if it doesn't go back and forth a lot, then it's kosher. But you should try to mark from the Chathchila, it's that even if it's not going to be posel in the middle of the blowing anywhere, still it should be, the machmir shouldn't be good. Now, what if a person makes a mechitza that had it been in the open area, it would be flopping around in the wind, but right now it happens to be, it's in a room, it's between walls, so the walls are being inside, protected, and the wind can't do anything to it. But had this thing been outside, it would be flopping back and forth in the wind. Is that a good mechitza or not? So here we have Machlaikas Achroinim. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos Shin Tetzvov in the laws of Ohel, he discusses laws, mechitzas of oil, etc. He says that even if right now it's not going to flop back and forth, because there's walls around it, it's inside the house, afal pikein, it's possible. And so it's mashma for many of the cases we had before. The case of the person with the mace, or the Tashmish Amitri, in a house usually. It's for sure in a house. And afal pikein, it's possible. So Magen Avraham holds that even if right now it's not going to blow in the wind, because you're between walls inside, but since had it been outside, it would be blown away in the wind, or blown back and forth in the wind, it's not good even if right now it's in a closed-up house. The Bei Hetiv over there brings down the Halachas Ketanis and Tshuva, argues on the Magen Avraham, and says, no, if right now it's in a protected area, and therefore the walls down, don't let the wind sway it, that's kosher. And Chazinis, in our Chaim Ein Ches, also wants to say like that. And he says, listen, what's the difference if you peg it in, and pegging it into a wall makes it not flow back and forth? Or you build a wall around it. Either way, it's been artificially protected. The same way, when you put a peg into a wall and keep it firm, it's good. So building a house around it or being inside the house should also be good. The mice are not blowing in the wind. So that's the logic of the Magen Avraham who says it's no good. He holds that if you put a peg into the wall, so it's in the mechitza itself, a power enough to get swayed with the wind, that's okay. But the side thing around it, which isn't in the mechitza itself, isn't good. And we are l'chatchol machm like the Magen Avraham for sure. Now here comes a very important detail, which is very nagei l'maisa. When you build an Eruv, which is really called in Halacha Tzuras HaPesach, which means a stick and stick and a wire on top, we just said before that Tzuras HaPesach can't sway in the wind. So there's a very important, very Nagel Maitzidika Mishnah Brura at the end of Siman Shin Tzamech Beis that talks about a chiddush of the Machtzis HaShekel that a lot of people rely on. The Machtzis HaShekel says that the only two part of the Tzuras HaPesach that can't sway in the wind are the two side posts. But the wire in between, going over the two posts, even if it's a bit loose and slags a bit and will of course then be moved by wind, maybe even a regular wind, that is still kosher. Why? Because the main part of the source of Pesach of the two sides. There's happens it shouldn't be a Pesach Shemoy, a desolate, funny Pesach. So therefore, you have a wire on top. But the wire on top is not the main part. And therefore, there's nothing wrong with the wire sagging a bit, and even it blows a bit. And probably it might blow out of line, it's also good. Now, this Mishnah Brewer is in Simon Shin Samach Beis Sifkot and Samach Vov. And this is how he says it. The Chosim Seh Matzah Shamashnach says that the Kana on top is okay, even if it's going to blow back and forth. Says the Mishnah Brewer, Avada, he can't be blown completely away, but it's going to sway back and forth, it's okay. That's not shel dependent. Says the Mishnah Brewer, V'yeitz ma'achroyim t'machmirim bozer. Some achroyim amachmir, and they are mainly the Mishkan Yaakov, who's very machmir and says, no, you have to make the top of the tzuris of Pesach Erev be taut and tight and not sway in the wind. And if it sways out of line between two poles, it's for sure not good. Chazanim is also machmir on this. So halacha lemaisa, all those who make Erev nowadays do indeed try very hard to have a very good top wire, which will not sway in the wind, and make it kosher. And that's where they use fishing wire. Fishing wire does not stretch and can stay tight and taut for years and years. I know somebody who has a bungalow colony business that goes around making Erevs. That's his business, and he rechecks them every year. He says if you get fishing wire with 12 to 14 pound density, that's how they call it, he says you can put it up tight, and even if in the middle of the winter it sags because of the weight of the snow and the ice, when that melts, it pops back to its original thing, and stays 15 years, he had some of them, do not sag, that's how long it can last. So, the chatzchel of those who make Erevs do indeed try to make sure the top should not sag and be blown in the wind. But it's important to know that those who are mekel do indeed have who to rely on. The Tzuris Imre Yosha, Chelik Beitzen Kufla Megimel says, Umi Ozra Inu Bechanan Mekaymais, as so many cities in Europe, Al Pi Haroiv HaChevel Shal Gabi Akonim Eina Mesua Klal. It's not a tight rope, and it sags, and the time sags a bit more, and V'letz Mon the Kopid, people are mekel. So, even though it's very desirable to machmer, but still, it's those men have who to rely on. Now, there's another halacha that people somehow don't even know about, but let me just say it over. In Tav Resh Lamed, Sifkot and Yud, where the Mechaber talks about sukkah, he says if you want to make a sukkah, you have to tie it down well and make sure it doesn't flop back in the wind. And of course, those who have canvas or plastic sukkahs should indeed make sure to make it as tight as possible. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't even rely on that, because it might get loose during the week. And somehow people are doing it nowadays. So we have to say that since they have special strings attached that are made to keep it tight, we hope it's okay. Al Kuponim, it's very important that those who have the tarp walls for a sukkah, or canvas walls for a sukkah, it should be as tight as possible can be, and to make sure it's kosher.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.